Thank you for joining me on the podcast today. This is Ray Martinez. We're going to talk about light versus darkness. Now, our scripture is from John chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. I won't read all those verses because we have so much to say, but I would suggest that you read it before you go into this study and listen to it any further. This is the story of Jesus healing the blind man with mud. He spit on the ground and he made mud and he put it in his eyes and he created new eyes. Well, there's some genuine takeaways about this story. And number one, that this was unquestionably a divine healing through an unconventional means. Jesus used mud made from saliva and dirt to anoint the blind man's eyes. This unconventional method challenges conventional expectations and highlights the divine power at work, emphasizing that God's ways are not always predictable. Secondly, there's the obedience and faith that we take away from here. The blind man demonstrated the obedience and faith by following Jesus' instructions to wash in the pool of Siloam. His willingness to act in faith played a crucial role in his healing, illustrating the importance of trust and obedience in receiving God's blessings. Now, my guess is if he didn't go and wash his eyes, it probably wouldn't have happened. But Jesus knew his heart, so he knew it would probably happen. Number three is this: God's sovereign mercy. The healing of the blind man emphasizes God's sovereign mercy and compassion. Jesus' act of healing reflects the divine nature of God, who is willing and able to bring about transformation and restoration in the lives of those who seek him. The fourth takeaway: transformation and new sight. The blind man's physical healing symbolizes a deeper spiritual truth. Jesus not only restored his physical sight, but also opened his eyes to spiritual understanding. The healed man's testimony evolves from acknowledging Jesus as a man to recognizing him as the Lord and worshiping him. How else could this be? He knew that this person had the ability. And the fifth takeaway is encountering with Jesus brings transformation. Isn't that the idea? That's why Jesus came, was to bring transformation in our lives. That's why the blind man encountered him. He led to this profound transformation in his life. This story really illustrates how encountering Jesus has the power to bring about spiritual and personal transformation, moving individuals from darkness to light. Here's a sixth: opposition and perseverance. The Pharisees' skepticism and opposition to the healing highlight the challenges believers may face when they experience God's transformative power. The healed man he's got perseverance in defending Jesus despite the facing opposition, demonstrates the resilience of genuine faith. He stood up for what Jesus was. He didn't follow what the Pharisees wanted him to say. The seventh takeaway: Jesus as the light of the world was key. In John 9:5, Jesus declares himself as the light of the world. The healing of the blind man serves a symbolic representation of Jesus bringing light not only to physical darkness, but also to spiritual blindness. That's key. In summary, the story of Jesus healing the blind man with mud emphasizes divine healing through unconventional means, the importance of obedience and faith, God's sovereign mercy, spiritual transformation, the power of encountering Jesus, perseverance in the face of opposition, and Jesus as the light of the world. To be spiritually blind is not to see Christ, and not to see Christ is not to see God. You can see that in Colossians 1, verses 15 through 16, and 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. Spiritual blindness is a grievous condition experienced by those who do not believe in God, Jesus Christ, and his word. Look at Romans 2:8 and 2 Thessalonians 2:12. Those who reject Christ are the lost. What a treacherous path to go down. Look at John 6, verse 68 through 69. Being spiritually blind, they are perishing, according to 2 Corinthians 4:3 through 4 and Revelations 3:17. They choose not to accept the teachings of Christ and his authority in their lives. Look at Matthew 28:18. They are blind to the manifestations of God as revealed throughout his word in Jesus Christ. John 1:1, Acts 28, verse 26 through 27. They are described as those who do not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because this only comes from spiritual discernment. Look at 1 Corinthians 2:14. Peter spoke of such people as scoffers, who will come in the last days with scoffing, following their own sinful desires. 2 Peter 3:3. Take a look at Proverbs 21:24 and Jude 1:18. These verses are dynamic, and I encourage you to take the time to read some of them. Those who reject Christ and his word are spiritually blind and cannot understand the truth of the scriptures. The truth sounds foolish to them. Isaiah 37, verse 23, and 1 Corinthians 1:18. The Bible describes those denying God as fools, Psalms 14:1 and Matthew 7:26. Because of their blindness and rejection of God and his word, they are in perilous, unsaved conditions. John 12:48, Hebrews 2, verses 2 through 4. The spiritually blind are simply unable to understand God's word. They don't get it. They can read it time and time again, but they don't get it. There has to be this spiritual discernment, as we mentioned earlier. Matthew 13:13, Deuteronomy 29, verse 4. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells within you and will be in you." Look at John 14, verses 15 through 17. Paul echoes this when he told the believers in Rome, quote, "Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him." Romans 8, verses 8 through 9. Those outside of Christ are not of God because their lives are steeped in the things of the world with all its passions, their eyes blind to the Spirit of God. The Apostle John said, "If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him, but that person's love is from the world." 1 John 2, verses 15 through 16. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, the cause of spiritual blindness is made quite clear in the scriptures. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Isn't that interesting? You have to be a believer to understand the scripture and to see what it is discerning. Paul refers to Satan as the God of this world. Extraordinarily evil. Look at John 8:44. Satan destroys the flesh, according to 1 Corinthians 5:5. Masquerades as an angel of light, according to 2 Corinthians 11:14. So be wary of this. Even Satan can appear like an angel. And also is the cause of temptations. Luke 4:2, Hebrews 4:15, 1 Corinthians 7:5. He reveals and schemes against and trapping the unbelievers. 2 Corinthians 2:11, Ephesians 6:11, 2 Timothy 2:26. Satan's goal is really to devour the weak who fall prey to the temptations, the fear, the loneliness, the worriness, the depression, and persecution. Look at 1 Peter 5, verses 8 through 9. Without God and left to ourselves, we easily succumb to the devil's schemes. We can become so mired in the affairs of this world and its moral darkness that, in the end, God turns us over to spiritual blindness and eternal condemnation. Look at John 12:40, Romans 1, verses 24 through 32. As believers, we have the Spirit of God reigning in our lives to ward off the deliberating effects of Satan's power and the world's influence. Look at 1 John 4:13. John tells us, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. 1 John 4:15. We know that Satan really wars within us, and his weapons are deceitful, they're crafty, they're schemes to make us doubt and to stumble. Yet God has provided us with powerful weapons to ward off those flaming arrows. So look at Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18. That's the shield of faith he's talking about, and the helm of salvation. You'll like those verses. They're good. As believers, we can overcome the evil one and remain in the light and never become spiritually blind. For in truth, Jesus has given us his wonderful promise. He says this, I love this, in John 8, verse 12. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. He is the way, folks. So the question is, who needs to know the way? Blind people do, especially those who are blind to the life of Christ. Do not be spiritually blind. Jesus healing blind people, as he's done in the past, is an example of how he opens our spiritual eyes as well. And yet he can do both at once. Just get your spiritual eyes open and you'll start to see and understand the miraculous life that Christ has to offer us. You have a blessed day.